Now, we'll identify the Flathead High School Athlete of the Week. Presented by Parkside Credit Union in Whitefish, Kalispell, Columbia Falls, and Evergreen.
Welcome to this week's Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week. This week's athlete was hindered with an injury his junior year, but has come back to be the lead scorer for the Braves. He was instrumental in their first win against their rival Butte last week. This week's Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week goes to Carter Bullens of Flathead Soccer for his two back-to-back goals against Butte that helped Flathead clinch their first win of the season. My conversation with Carter will be right back after this message from Parkside Credit Union.
Hey, this is Josh at Parkside, and we're big fans of the abundance mentality. In other words, we feel that we can all win and that there are plenty of financial institutions around, and that benefits you, the consumer. And when it comes to community investment, the more places that give and donate and volunteer, the better. Together, we can do so much. Local banks and credit unions are great. Of course, we believe that your best choice is Parkside Credit Union, but when it comes to everyone doubling up on generosity, we absolutely say yes to that.
You're connected to the Flathead Braves and Bravettes on 600 KGEZ.
I'm with our Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week, Carter Bullens of Brave Soccer. Good morning, Carter, and welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back.
Yeah?
So, big game versus Butte and two big goals?
Yeah, it was a good game.
Tell us more about it.
So we started the game out, you know, refs, they're never on your side when you're away. So they got a PK like 10 minutes in, went up 1-0, but we made sure we knew this was our game to win. So we kept our heads up and came back, tied at 1-1 at half. And then we just ran away with it. Nice. Went into the second half, got two goals. I got two goals back to back, like 2 minutes apart. And then Trace, great effort, stole it from their center back, got an easy goal and went up. So
what's the experience like year over year playing against them? Because this is your fourth year playing soccer.
It is. I think it's fun. Freshman year, you go in and you don't really know the guys on the other team. And, you know, it's a lot of, like, hatred against the other team. But then you get to the senior year and it's like, I know all the guys. So it's like, I'm playing striker. As they're attacking, you know, I'm in my position. But I'm chatting it up with the center backs because I've been playing with them for 4 years. It's like you build a bond even with the teams that you have the rivalry with.
Yeah, you guys probably have pretty good history against Butte, right?
Yeah.
You usually win against Butte?
It's pretty back and forth. We're always around the same skill level in the bracket. So the games against Butte are always close.
Okay. Yeah, it's an even match. I think that makes it even better.
I agree.
So what position do you play?
I think it depends on the game. Normally striker or attacking center mid.
Center mid man's a lot of running.
Yep.
I mean, so is striker, right, depending on the game.
Well, yeah. But center mid is just brutal.
Yeah, I just remember being wiped, man.
Yep. Well, especially this year, our team is, we're not as good as we have been in previous years, okay. So we just get ran. Like nonstop.
Did you lose a lot of seniors last year? Like what feels like the hard part of this year?
Like we lost like 8 starters last year.
Okay.
And we have a lot of kids that are really good. We have some freshmen, Max and Keegan, you know, that are starting varsity. And we have Thomas, he's a sophomore. We have Nico, we have a lot. Even our starting goalie is a sophomore. We have a lot of young kids on the team that I think give us a year or two and they're going to be doing great things.
Yeah, this is that transitional year.
Yep.
You know, and the next year and the year after, and that's when you're going to state.
Yeah. And I mean, it sucks part of it being the senior and like being like, yeah, you know, it's not a good year. But the other part is like, I get to see these kids and I'm like, I'm going to come back in a year or two and be like, yeah, that's awesome.
There you go.
I'm glad that these guys are doing great.
And you've been there, you know, like
you've
been there over the earlier, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, because sophomore, junior were pretty solid years for soccer too.
Sophomore year, we weren't great, but last year we had a good showing. We did pretty well last year.
When's your next game?
So our next game is today against Capital, and then we have another game tomorrow against Helena High.
Do you play in club?
I used to. I played club when I was really little, and I've played all the way up until high school.
What other sports do you play?
So I do track as well in the spring.
Nice. And that keeps your conditioning up.
It sure does.
It gets it up before you start, right?
Yeah. Lots of running in both my sports.
Yeah, and tell us about that, because you competed in the long or the triple?
So long and triple jump. Triple jump's my better event, for sure. I did that sophomore year. I got third in state, which was, it was a really big deal. It was super fun.
Yeah, we had you in here, right?
Yep. That's when you had me in here last. And I was supposed to do pretty well last year, but just unfortunate. Tore my meniscus the first jump of the first meet of the season. So not much you can do.
No, not much you can do. And then this year, are you going to compete?
You know, I'm still kind of deciding. The last thing I want to do is, you know, tear it again, get re-injured, and not have a summer, my senior summer.
Right before college. You know?
Exactly. And, you know, part of it is like, yeah, I really, really enjoy track. So it's kind of like I'm just undecided right now. I'm kind of deciding.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Are the track coaches bugging you about it?
A little bit, back and forth.
In a nice way.
Yeah. You know, they want me to compete, and, you know, I think I want to compete too. That's probably what I'll end up doing. But, you know, part of me, there's still that, like, that fear of getting re-injured. So.
Do you notice a weakness there when you're playing soccer?
I think it's all mental. I'm like afraid to go in for really strong tackles that I used to be, and every once in a while I'll do it, and it's like, I never got injured, but my brain is still telling me, hey, don't do that.
Hey, hold up. Which knee?
It's my right knee.
Okay. And are you right? Are you right dominant?
I am.
Ooh, that's okay. Yeah. So yeah. I'd be like more hesitant. When you strike it, do you feel that at all?
I did when I was like getting back into it. Yeah. But it's been like a month now since I've been back playing full speed, and I don't feel it anymore. So.
And you have to rehab it really to get that strength back, because it'll lightly atrophy, right? And strength has a lot to do with your power.
Yeah. I definitely can't jump as high as I used to before surgery.
Sure. So. Yeah. And you have to be more careful working out.
Yes, I'm not allowed to do back squats or anything right now. So okay. I'm not quite sure when I'm allowed to do that, but I was told to basically all I can do is like body weight squats.
But you're still sinking in the net.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, obviously you can still strike the ball.
Yeah, I can still hit the ball. It's just not with as much power as I used to.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. Or not as like carelessly, you know?
Yep.
I got to think about it now.
I got to think about it.
Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have one older brother.
Nice. How much older?
He was a senior when I was a freshman, so like 2.5, 3 years.
Have you narrowed in on college?
Well, I'm looking at a few. Obviously, MSU's on the table because, you know, if you can go in-state for free, why wouldn't you, right?
Yeah. It's good distance, too.
Exactly. I'm also looking at North Carolina, Chapel Hill. That's kind of my gold college, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the goal, but we'll kind of see how much that's going to cost, because out-of-state is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, it can be, man. I mean, even in-state's expensive.
Yes.
So do you have a pretty good offer then at MSU? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I have a good option. I mean, I've worked really hard through high school to, you know, keep a good GPA. I studied pretty hard for the ACT, did pretty well on that. So I got, I have like priority on some of the scholarships and stuff. And
good.
Those opened up, so I'm going to apply for those and kind of see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, and you can carry those over to out of state. It's just... Yeah, they might not make that gap. I'm not as familiar with North Carolina, so it's probably a pretty nice school.
Yeah, it's I'm going into college for business, and so they're like the number 11 business school in the nation. Cool. So that's kind of why I'm headed that direction.
How many kids are there? Do you know?
Like 26,000.
Okay.
So about the size of the town we're in right now.
Yeah, when it comes to comparable to MSU. Is that double the size of MSU?
I think MSU is like 16,000.
Okay.
So, yeah, about double.
Yeah, man.
And it's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, what? It's hotter down there.
Well, yeah.
Have you been to North Carolina?
I have. So, my family actually, like, a good chunk of my family lives down there. My grandparents and my uncle and cousin stuff, they live like an hour and a half away from the campus. So, that's the other reason that's a big option.
All right. We're going to dip into the lightning round. Quick questions.
All right.
Orange or black?
Black.
Country or rock?
Country.
Nike or Adidas?
Nike.
Snowboarding or skiing?
Skiing.
Favorite river to float?
Flathead River.
Favorite hype song?
Favorite hype song, Blessings by Big Sean.
Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
iPhone or Android?
Android.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Sit-ups or push-ups?
Push-ups.
Favorite subject?
Favorite probably math. I really like numbers.
Bryce used to teach math, didn't he?
Really?
I think so, yeah. You should ask him about it. Favorite teacher?
Ooh, Miss Heiser for sure. I do DECA with her. She does mentoring. She was my freshman teacher. She's amazing.
What subject does she teach?
She's a business teacher.
Okay. Shout out to anyone?
I got a shout out first off my mom, because I feel like she'd be mad at me if I don't, right?
Give the love, man.
Yeah. Exactly. She deserves it. And secondly, to Miller Bushnell, because he's locking down. We couldn't do anything on this team without him in the back. He's the only reason we haven't been mercy ruled a couple games like 30 minutes earlier. So he definitely deserves.
Is he defense or goalie?
He's center back, so he's defense.
Okay. Yeah, and he's holding it. But again, Matt Carter, congrats. It's good to see you in here. And hopefully, you know, I mean, if you compete, we'll see you in here again.
Yeah, hopefully.
Know? But if not, you know, you'll have to just swing back by after you come back from North Carolina.
Awesome. Thank you. I will.
Thanks, man.
The Flathead High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Parkside Credit Union.
Go Braves! The Flathead 600.